The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How come if Ed Sheeran started a song like that, you'd be like, wow, so nice. When I start a podcast like that, nothing. Look of confusion.
Because you're not Ed Sheeran.
So? He starts songs like that.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah?
No, he's
in the middle of a song, he puts something in the back, like just some like, Celtic chant.
You're talking about the song that he hit at the end of the song?
Yeah, you don't hide it. It's just there. You keep playing, it shows up. You didn't have to do any work.
No, because it's hidden. It sounds like the end of the song, and then he like... He let it play quiet, 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 and then started the song.
3 seconds.
No, it's like a minute.
5 seconds.
No.
So you thought it was just a broken thing?
It's a secret song.
See, it's not secret. It's 6 minutes. Song is 3 minutes. It must be something else for another 2 minutes in the back.
So that's the whole point. People didn't realize until they like had the entire album playing and then they just didn't skip ahead. Oh. What's that?
That's how I start the podcast now.
Why?
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted, where I will sing to you because she doesn't.
I do sing.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. How come when I just did the same thing, you did not laugh?
It wasn't funny when you did it.
But you did exactly the same thing.
When I do it, it's funny.
Why?
Because I'm funnier.
You're not funnier. I did exactly the same thing.
You're not as funny. Today I might be, actually.
Today you might
sound
be.
Like a rhino. I'm sure that's a rhino sound when they cough. How long have you been coughing?
I've been sick.
For how many days?
7 days.
How many of those days have I asked you if you want to go to the doctor?
Every single day.
And how many days did you go to the doctor?
1 day.
So now because you refused to go to the doctor for 7 days, I didn't start recording for the first 7 minutes.
Oh my God. There you go.
Oh my God, you're wheezing now. You sound like Ron Weasley. See?
I have bronchitis.
So why are you laughing? That's no laughing matter.
Today, we are talking about... We did one of these episodes a long time ago and people really enjoyed it.
We did?
Yes. So I had a part two developed. Questions people are afraid to ask.
Who?
So when we first started the podcast, I did a little bit of like searching of my own and I compiled a list of like random questions that people are.
Sorry.
What?
This guy's looking at me funny.
Which guy?
This guy.
Your emoji?
Yeah.
So?
He doesn't approve of my look.
What does that mean?
He sees my face now and he's concerned.
Oh, because you shaved your face?
Yeah.
Why did you shave your face?
He's very upset with me now.
Why?
Because he's disappointed in me.
Because you shaved?
Because we don't look like twinning anymore.
You look so good.
But he looks not like me now.
What? Did you shave for a reason or did
yes.
you... What was the reason?
You made me.
Yeah, I did. I wanted so what to just is it? You have you tell everybody.
She made me shave. I can't tell you what she agreed to in return because... Well, maybe someone will ask and I'll slip it in. Okay, go ahead. What's the first question?
Okay, so this week in our house, I was sick. I had the flu and he is shaved.
This is very soft.
So how come your character still has a beard?
Because I can't tell him what to do.
I can tell you what to do.
Yeah, you can tell me what to try to tell.
Trid?
Well, Patus Magor.
Oh, Patus Magor, that's why.
Patus Magor.
Got it.
He did shave, but he woke up with a beard again because he's Patus Magor.
Oh, okay.
Patus Magor doesn't shave. The hair leaves his face when he tells it to and comes back on command.
Oh my God. We're back with Patus Magor.
I missed you, buddy.
Yeah.
I need you in my life.
All right.
Look
so
what's happened to me without you.
Patus. Can we move on from the beard? I asked for you to shave your beard for the holidays. And then yes. We were given a little incentive.
What incentive?
Well, I won't tell you that now, but I'll.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. There's
to
a little.
An iPhone.
Near you.
To a smartphone near you.
That's right.
So are there any questions you're going to ask or is this a teaser episode?
No. So this last week, I actually opened this up to our viewers.
Okay.
And I put a little question box.
We have viewers?
Yeah, we have viewers.
Like who says that? Like people with TV shows or what?
Whatever.
Who are our viewers?
The people who view our content.
Where did you put the question box?
On social media.
Which platform?
On like Instagram.
Only Instagram.
Only Instagram.
What is your addiction to this Instagram nonsense?
It was just easy because then people could answer the questions right
away.
But
this only goes on YouTube.
Yes. I should
have done.
So
the questions come. It's like me going to Mexico and saying, I want to do a poll.
Yeah.
Asking them the questions.
Yeah.
And then going back to Canada and saying, this is what you think. That's what you've done. I've asked 100 Canadians what they want to talk about, and I'm telling you, only I did the poll in Mexico with Mexicans.
That's not true.
Yeah. That's what you're doing.
That's not true.
It is. You went to one platform, asked questions, we'll never give them the answers. We will just go and give the answers to the other people who we didn't even ask. You have to be a dual citizen to understand our process.
There people. Are people on Instagram that are also on YouTube and vice versa.
But there's a ton of people on YouTube that just watch on YouTube who don't get the benefit of asking the question.
I understand your point. Noted. And next time we do a question or a poll, I will do it on YouTube also.
I was just saying you should do it on TikTok.
Okay, fine. I'll
Why
do
are you
it
leaving
on...
out the Filipinos?
Because the...
This laugh of yours sounds like a Halloween possession is not complete. You may have to call a swami before the show is over to take out these demons.
I have bronchitis.
You can say that all you want, but I think there's like an old woman that smoked 4 packs a day that's possessed you.
Did you ever see that meme with the lady that was like, ain't nobody got time for bronchitis?
No. You clearly have time for bronchitis.
I feel like that lady. Like, ain't nobody got time for bronchitis. Just gotta keep recording.
Okay, let's keep recording.
Question number one. Do you want me
question
to go?
Question number one. Okay, I'll take the first one. Wait, are these just randomized?
They're completely random questions.
Okay, I'll take the first one.
Are you sure you want the first question?
No, but yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, you can have the first question.
Okay. Why are you laughing? You didn't even read the question, bro.
Because I see the question.
Oh, man. It's a bad one?
How uncomfortable is it to wear a tampon?
Oh. You told them? You have to try sometimes.
You have to answer the question.
Okay, how uncomfortable is it to?
To wear a tampon. How do you know when you have to change it? Do you get some internal sensation that lets you know when it's time to replace it? How do you know?
I'll give my answer and you tell me if it's right or wrong. Okay. What was the first question? Uncomfortable?
How uncomfortable is it?
It's very comfortable. Super comfortable. If I were a woman, I'd look forward to it every month.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
How do you know when you have to change it?
Oh, the new ones have like a timer.
No.
Yeah, that string. It's like those toys. You pull the string and then after like, you know, a few hours, it goes back. And when the string reaches the top, it starts shaking.
No.
So it starts vibrating.
No.
And if you see someone just sitting in their chair like this, you tell them, excuse me, I think your timer is up. No. It's very polite to tell a woman who's shaking, I think your tampon timer is up.
No.
Because sometimes they, you know, forget.
No.
You could be a good citizen and tell them.
Okay.
And the third question?
Do you get some internal sensation that lets you know when it's time to replace it?
The alarm. The tampon timer.
No.
Why do you think there's such a long string?
There's no whoosh. Such thing.
You know, like those toys you pull and they go and then they shake. It's like that.
No. No.
Oh, I remember now.
No. Do you even know what a tampon is?
Yeah.
Do you know how it works?
Yeah.
How?
It's a towel on a hot dog stick. They used to call them hot dog towels. That's where the name came from.
What?
Towel dog got shortened to dog pawn. And then it got shortened more to tampon.
What's wrong yeah. with you?
Is any of that true?
None of it. Zero. 0%. Really? You get 0 out of 10.
But that part is true.
You get 0 out of 100 for this question. You no. don't even get part marks. If anybody is listening and wants to know the answer to this, because it was a question that was asked, how uncomfortable is it to wear it? It is not uncomfortable for most people. But you. Sometimes some women have a little discomfort. I do not look forward to it. Mm. I personally don't
Oh, you use those shot glasses now, no?
No, I don't.
Those eye cleaners? Sometimes you're cleaning your eyes. Sometimes you're sucking your lips. Sometimes you're
the bonbons. I don't use them as
stopper.
Much. What?
Those cup stoppers?
I don't use a cup stopper
the plunger,
either.
The mini plunge?
People have been telling me to use those stoppers for a little while now, and I'm nervous to use them.
You should try.
I know. I really should.
One time, it's gross. Never mind. Don't tell them.
Don't tell. Whatever
don't tell
it
them.
Is
forget
you're
it, forget
tell.
It.
Don't tell.
Nobody should use a hot dog on a stick that way, even though it has the bread.
Oh,
you're disgusting.
God.
That's where yeast infection started. Yeah.
You're absurd.
I bet you didn't know. People used to use bread.
You know, now next thing absorbs. We know, we're going to hear like some crazy story about a guy or a girl in like God knows where who stuck a hot dog with a bun because they listened to you.
Who does that?
I don't know.
I just told you that people do that.
No, nobody
yeah, I've heard,
does
I read
that.
About this on the internet.
Oh my God, nobody
I
does
I think
that.
I got a WhatsApp forward saying don't put bread inside. You'll be toast.
Don't do that.
Okay. So what we've learned here today, folks, do not put bread in your bagoo.
For most people, what did you call it?
I don't know. Isn't that what you call it? I hear you talking sometimes.
No. I've never used that word before in my life.
Which word?
What's wrong with you?
With me? Are there more questions or they just want my guidance on tampons? That's it? Done?
Stop.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to try to
How uncomfortable is it? For some women, it's really uncomfortable, and for some, it's not at all. How do you know when you have to change it? You have to change them when they get full and you kind of get this sensation, but it's generally between 4 and 6 hours. You should not change it before that because it's not comfortable. When you sleep, you can put in a one overnight.
Like
I actually... No, there's no doubles.
You can put two.
No, you cannot put two.
Back tandem parking, back to back.
Definitely not.
No.
Definitely
that's
not.
A good idea.
Do you time it? Generally, your body knows when it's time for it to come out. Next question. What kind of common behavior makes a guy seem creepy or unattractive?
I took the first question. You take the second one.
When a guy is like really, like when he stares, like really like.
And he uses his eyes?
Like when he's like really intense. Intense staring is not good. I don't know. I kind of feel like sometimes the insecurities around girls and guys come when like one person is really uncomfortable, and then that discomfort translates into like that creepiness or unattractiveness.
I think it's very endearing when strangers tickle you.
Nobody tickles
me. But people
me.
Finds that creepy these days.
It is creepy.
I used
do
to
not
do that
do
all
that.
The time.
Do not tickle
particularly
somebody.
In the office when someone new is there
yeah.
to make them feel welcome. Say, here's the stapler, here's a ruler, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
That's really...
Are you ticklish?
That's really inappropriate.
This is how...
Inappropriate.
This is how people make a name for themselves.
By
or
tickling?
If you start a new job, you can say, can I have a ruler? Can I have a stapler? Are you ticklish? That's very good.
You're going to be fired
Should
if you do
no,
that.
No, HR
people are
going to
call HR.
No, HR is the one who's introducing
no,
you
no,
to
no,
your
no.
new job. You should
don't
tickle
do
HR.
That. That kind of behavior
tickle
is HR. Very
dot
creepy.
Com. Go to like, lots of good tips there.
Inappropriate staring, very creepy. Stop staring at me.
What is inappropriate staring? What is appropriate staring?
Like, just, that's
like
not.
My eyes are up here?
Yeah, that's
like
not
that?
Appropriate. Don't stare Where randomly at body parts.
My zip down?
Don't stare randomly at okay. body parts. That's really creepy.
What about hands? Can you stare at hands?
No.
No.
Just
don't look.
Make
just close
eye
your
contact.
Eyes.
Like when you talk to somebody.
Just take a dog to work and
no,
say, this is
when
my
when you're meeting somebody
dog,
new, look in their eyes.
It.
Look in their eyes. Talk to them.
Yeah.
That's what it's
yeah,
about.
But that's creepy staring. You said don't look so intense.
No, the intense.
You're freaking me out now. Don't look like that. Just look at my crotch. Okay, next question.
Here's a question for you. But I'm going to replace one of the words because I know sometimes...
You can make your own question.
No, no, it's a question, but I'm just replacing one of the words.
No, that changes the whole thing.
It doesn't. You'll understand.
Do you like to eat poop? No. The original question was, do you like to eat chocolate? But I replaced one. It makes no difference. Go ahead. Answer.
I'm going to replace it with a word that you know also for this word.
I think I know all the words you know.
Okay.
Don't replace anything.
Are puzzles always on your mind? Puzzles.
What? What are we talking about?
Stop staring at me.
Next question.
Puzzles.
No, I'm afraid of bronchitis. Can it be transmitted?
Bronchitis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very...
Contagious?
Contagious.
Through which? How?
All.
No, you're lying. The doctor said that? I'm going to Google this.
Okay, you can Google it, but is this always... This is
how
a real question.
Be always on your mind?
Okay, but how often? Like, give me a percentage.
Like, depends. Who am I with? Am I at the office?
Yeah.
With that weird lady who just started and was trying to tickle me? Zero.
Okay. For most guys.
How often? Depends. Is someone walking around the house wearing a hot dog? Then zero.
Not at all?
When you're wearing a hot burger bun inside? Yeah. No chance. I don't want yeast. That's how guys get yeast infections.
That's not true.
It's true. If a burger's been there, you can't go.
No,
do not go
burgers anywhere.
Been. Yeah.
Second of all, no, that's not the
Nobody
way you
get. Nobody needs any of that.
Oh my God. There were some questions that I got that actually disturbed me a lot.
Oh, good. Ask me those. I love those.
No.
Ask me.
It
I like
actually
the
like hurt
one.
My feelings.
Yeah, I want those.
Are you starving yourself because of your weight?
Me?
No, that was a question.
Sometimes.
Like, how questions that people are afraid to ask people
around. So they're
around.
Not asking, why are you nervous about that? They're actually asking because there are people who do these things and they're afraid to tell other people. So they're asking us to air it.
Yeah.
So do people starve? I'm sure a lot of people do not eat as much as they want to eat because they think it's going to help them with their weight.
Yes.
My answer to that is,
yes.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But most of us do not need to eat as much as we do eat.
Right.
So eat a
or
good amount.
Or the things
amount.
That we eat. Like,
yeah,
I think that you need to make better food choices and not starve yourself.
Correct.
As opposed to not eating to lose weight.
Right. Because that's not healthy.
No, and you need the proteins to help you balance your diet. You need the good fats to help you balance your weight. But
I think the answer is to drink water before your meal.
Yep.
To eat slowly.
Yep.
Make sure you take at least 20 minutes to eat.
Yeah.
And then you won't want to eat more. We just eat too quickly.
Yeah.
And depending on where you live in the world, these portions are out of control.
Yeah.
They're huge.
That's true.
And then we all grow up with this mentality of, oh, you can't waste. And then you get this mega portion.
Yeah.
You could probably stop eating 70% of the way through, but we just keep eating because we have to finish what's in the plate.
Yeah.
So, yes, people do struggle. I think a lot of people who are worried about their weight will take measures such as starve themselves or eat just something light or small. But then what ends up happening is you're weaker then later in the day. You like eat this thing, you're physically weaker and your willpower disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Then you crack
and
you say, oh man. And then when you crack, you really go down a rabbit hole.
Then
you
start
eating
like
chocolates
bad,
and this and that.
You make bad choices.
And then you feel bad because you made a bad choice.
Yeah.
So it creates this whole downward spiral.
Yeah.
And you're listening to this thinking, oh, how did you know? That's because whoever's hearing this, you are absolutely not alone.
Yeah.
Like
a lot
everybody
of people
does
do
this.
That. We do this even when we're not starving ourselves.
With everything.
But even when we're trying to be on a healthier kick or something.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Do you ever get jealous of each other?
No.
I don't get jealous.
I don't know.
Of you.
Jealous of what would you be jealous? My beard? I mean, I don't think it would look good on you.
So you think that's why I got you to take it off?
So you can be jealous of my no beard?
Yeah.
No. What would you be jealous of? Oh, my sense of humor.
No.
You already provided that answer at the beginning of the episode.
That I'm jealous of your sense
clearly.
Of humor. Clearly. I don't feel that I'm jealous of you at all. I don't see you as an opponent.
You should.
For what?
To kick you off the show next season. And put somebody else in that chair if you don't shape up.
Here?
Yeah.
You want somebody else to take my spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just every season there'll be somebody new who I'll interrupt.
Okay. What if I get somebody new on your side?
Good luck.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll compete. I'll have a better podcast than you.
You will?
I challenge you.
Okay.
You will see.
I'd like to take that
challenge. Let's do it then.
Okay,
let's okay, go. Do it. Start your own podcast.
This is my podcast.
Finish my basement before you go.
Okay.
I don't like to sit and pick paint swatches and all that nonsense.
Our basement is coming along.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
There's a big patch on the bottom there that's not even painted. There's a hole over there. I know you do camera trickery so no one sees
it. No, I don't. We have
this
new paint.
The lamp is not even plugged in.
We
this
have new paint
is
on the
real
wall.
Plant or it's
Listen,
plastic you put?
1% every time. 1%.
Yeah, that's going backwards, bro.
No, we're not.
What is that? There's a sled. And then I open the other box, there's another gold sled. Why do we have two sleds in the basement?
It's a lamp.
Two lampshades don't make a lamp,
my
friend.
They sent us two parts of the same lamp. Like,
what are they, cheeks? Same. Like, I need a lamp, not a metal bum in my basement.
They
or is it
sent
art?
Us like one of two, and instead of two of two, they sent us one of two again.
Two ones make a two?
No. So I already contacted them. But the point is, we're moving in the right direction. We now have a plant here.
I do like the color.
Thank you.
That plant, you're going to take it back up to the room. It's the same plant you use upstairs.
It is.
Why don't you get two plants? Who carries a plant up and down for... This is ridiculous. You're carrying plants around the house for videos.
I just thought we needed
They're not
a little
mobile
color.
Things. They die if you move them.
I will leave this one here.
Let this one die down and get another one to kill upstairs. Why do you have to kill one like this quick death? Let them die slowly in a corner.
I'm not going to kill it.
Again,
I'm going to get
it.
A new
you
plant.
You coughed on it. You hit it. You don't feed it. You run it around. It's the only plant in the entire world that has bronchitis and is waiting to die. It's just tired of moving from cold, hot, cold, hot.
You're so rude.
I'm rude. You're the one doing this to the plants.
I just thought that our studio needed a little greenery.
Yeah, I agree.
So I brought the plant down.
I know, but then you're going to take it up. You're going to say, well, the room needs greenery.
It does also need greenery. You I will eventually buy another
why
plant.
Why don't you cut it in half and take half up and
I will
half
not
down.
Do that because that's a sure death.
Does it have two legs or one leg this
one
time?
Leg.
Oh. What question were we on? How do you go down the path
do you get jealous of each other?
No.
No, I don't get... I don't think either of us gets... We're
Who
not
do you get
jealous
people. Of?
Huh?
Who do you get jealous of?
Sometimes I catch myself having jealous thoughts when I'm scrolling sometimes.
Of what? Of that girl that drinks coconut milk?
No. Like,
because she's so good at doing coconut milk.
At times, while I'm scrolling, I'll catch myself having a sort of envious or jealous thought. Like, oh, that would have been a nice, I don't know, thing to do. Or I wish I could take a trip like that. Or like, I think that's normal. And I think it's always very short-lived for me. I don't like to think that way that, oh, I wish I had this or I wish I had that. I try my best to live in the present. But those are the times that I catch myself having like envious thoughts, but not necessarily.
You ever find yourself on my page jealous?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You said you scroll. Sometimes you scroll on my page. You ever get those envy feelings?
No.
Well, then you answered the question.
Yeah, we're not
Keep
jealous
going.
Of each other. Are you ever jealous of me?
No.
No. We're going to take a break.
What break? Episode's over. What break now you're taking?
We're going to take a break and get a word from our sponsor.
Someone sponsoring this?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we're back. Next question.
How can you tell if you're with the right person? I think.
I'll tell you when I figure it out. Gotta always keep looking, bro.
You're still looking?
I mean, every day. Twice on the weekends.
I think that this kind of a relationship is how you know you're with the right
how?
Person.
How? When someone tries to kill you with a cough every day for a week, keeps you in the room, coughs in your face all night, and then says, hey, how you doing?
No,
are you going
I
to the doctor
think...
today? No, conk, conk in your face again. I'm thankful to you. Why? My immunity now.
It is strong.
Rock solid.
You're welcome.
I will never have bronchitis.
You
it's not
may.
Not possible. You coughed down my throat. I'm not getting bronchitis.
I coughed down your
You
throat.
Tried. I did.
How many times a month do couples actually have puzzling time after two kids? And how do you make time for that intimacy?
Put it in the calendar. Every Tuesday.
You do not.
7 to 8.
No. You can't schedule that.
Let them at least. I can hope. Let no. someone at least live my dream.
You cannot
7
schedule.
To 8 is too early.
It's way too early and you cannot schedule those things.
8 to 808. It's an auspicious time.
No, you have to figure out what works for your relationship.
Yeah,
you cannot.
Why can't you schedule puzzles?
I don't think you should schedule
why?
Puzzles.
You
because
should.
It's not a transaction.
It is.
It's not like an appointment.
It should be. No, everything else is an appointment. There should be too.
No.
Schedule puzzling. Hashtag no. scheduling. Normalize puzzling schedules. Imagine everyone agrees that at 8:08, imagine what a fun thing that would be to do.
What would happen to all the kids at 8:08?
Oh yeah, they're okay, 9:08.
What would happen to all the kids at 9:08?
They're all sleeping.
Not all the kids are sleeping at 9:08.
Okay, 10:08. But now it's starting to push the limits of when the interest factor. I'm going to start losing interest. 11:11.
Okay.
So on November 11th.
Only once a year?
November 11th at 11:11.
Yeah.
No, for every month you have to do it at that time.
November.
11:11 in November, 12:12 in December.
10:10 in October.
Yeah.
Okay. 9:09 in September.
Yeah.
What happens on February 2nd?
Puzzles.
When?
AM or PM, your choice.
2 AM.
Yeah. Hey, set your alarms, people.
Do you have a guess?
Yeah.
Like once a week? Twice a week?
I would guess five a month. Four.
Four a month. I would say about four or five a month.
You think so? Are we just guessing?
Yeah.
We're not, and like this has no relation to reality.
Absolutely none.
I know. Why then? Why are all these people doing this so much?
Who's doing this
these
so much?
These four or five times of people.
The made up people.
Who are these people? I want to meet them. I want to shake your hand.
Look, do what feels right to you. And for some couples, it feels like it needs to be more. And for some couples, it needs to be less. And for some couples, that's like a huge part of their relationship. And for some, it's not.
Talk about it. And for some, it is. And for others, it's not. And you're in the same relationship. So you have to talk about that too.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes you just start cooking for no reason. But for a reason.
But for a reason. Exactly.
I think we give the wrong impression sometimes.
Of what?
You probably get some unnecessary heat on this topic because I tease you on this topic.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't mind?
No.
Okay, so it's all true. I'm keep going. Next question. I'm deprived.
Okay. You are not deprived.
I'm deprived.
Okay, here's another question. Are you pregnant or have you just gained
no.
weight?
Don't ask that.
Never.
Just wait a few months. Either a child will be there or... You know,
they will have put
on
weight.
If they're growing at the pace of a child and they don't have a child, that's pretty cool.
This is not a question that you should be able to ask people. You should never feel the comfort of asking somebody if they're pregnant or if they've gained weight.
Just ask, hey, are your boobs bigger?
No.
Because that's another way. Because that also happens. But then you don't talk about pregnancy.
Nope.
I'm giving you the
simple solution. I am telling
you,
whoever's listening to this that thinks it's okay to ask somebody, a woman, if she's pregnant.
Yeah, don't ask if she's pregnant. Just say, has your bosom maximized?
No, do not ask that either. That's not appropriate. If a person is not sharing that kind of information with you, there's a reason. Maybe she doesn't want to share yet.
Just say, surgical or natural?
Never.
Because then you will know.
Never, ever, ever. Don't listen to him. Don't ask that question.
Just say, how do you spell epidural? Just ask them that.
Don't ask that. That's
just say, I don't know how to spell this
those
word.
Those are like leading questions.
Epidural?
Nope.
And they'll be like, oh yeah, no, but I'm never going to get one. You'd be like, why do you even think about that stuff? Because I'm 11 months pregnant. And you'll say, wow, I would have guessed no such thing.
No such thing.
I was just thinking, you look beautiful.
No.
Okay.
Never.
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
But
and
I
the other thing that women don't like, don't rub
touch their
bellies.
They love
don't
that.
Touch their bellies.
Or just rub and see if they say that it's a baby or not.
Nope. Don't touch anybody's belly.
Just like, say baby you're... or baby Ruth.
No.
Can you do that?
No.
Oh.
That's so rude.
And it's funny.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
Here's another question that came up a lot. How much money do you make?
Who?
Like questions
people
are afraid to ask. How much money do you make?
This is the first date question. You must absolutely ask this on the first date.
What?
Yeah. You say, hey, do you make more or less than 50,000?
No.
And if they say it's a drinking game.
Okay.
They have to take a sip if they make more.
Okay.
If they make less, they have to pour the glass on the floor.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't make up the rules.
You just want to shame somebody for this one or that
one?
No,
they have to drink from the wine glass
if
they make more, and drink from the water glass if they make less.
Uh-huh.
And then you keep escalating it.
Okay.
Then you'll know.
This is another question that you should never...
You guaranteed second date
you should never, ever ask. 100% never ask this question.
Just say, hey, I made 100 grand last year. You?
No.
That's one way to ask.
That's one way to lose all your friends.
You can offer up first how much you made. Or if you want to be a little bit more coy about it.
Yeah.
You know, like those people that give gift cards instead of cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, but they want to just be a little bit more troublesome. You can say, hey.
Why is it more troublesome to give a gift card?
Then I have to convert it back to cash. I have to go to some stupid website that you selected for me. I don't want to go to that stupid website. I want to go to the corner of the street and buy whatever I want to buy at the corner
of the
street.
So you would rather somebody gave you an envelope with just like
Why cash? Envelope? Keep your envelope. Just put the cash in my pocket. Come to my house, open my pocket and put the money in my pocket and go away. That's the best birthday gift. You could just leave the bill in my, like, right in my mailbox. Just write happy birthday on the bill.
Okay.
Why are you wasting envelopes? I don't want to open the envelope.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Trid. On the money.
Okay.
You can write your name if you want. I don't care. I don't send thank yous. And that's it. That's the best gift. Instead, you're going to get a bag and you're going to go buy paper.
Yeah.
The only purpose of this paper's life is to go in a bag to be thrown away after. And then you'll say, oh, I can't give you money. Like, oh, I can't give you money. I'll go buy $50 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, we have this argument about whether it should be a gift card for a particular website or whatever.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, yeah, okay, fine. I don't know if they like this. So what will I do? I'll take the money. I'll go to the shop. I'll give the shop the money. And they'll give me a MasterCard or a Visa card, credit card with the same money. But I'm going to pay a processing fee.
Yeah.
And then I'll give them that.
But that's why I don't like to do those Visa or MasterCard gift cards. I like to do, like, if I do a gift card. So if I'm going to somebody's housewarming.
Just give them money.
I want to buy them a housewarming gift.
They're broke. They want money.
No, I want them to have something for their house so that when they see that thing in their house, they think of us.
When they see that thing that they actually wanted, they'll think of you. Oh, yeah. Remember the money that sensible friend gave me? I bought that lamp.
But if somebody gives you cash.
Look at that lamp with two ass cheeks. No one in their right man would buy it.
You may not go and buy the lamp. You may go buy like a chocolate bar, take your girlfriend out to a movie, go out to dinner, go do a round of golf, and then your money's gone. And then you're like,
so?
Can you believe I didn't get anything
from
my house?
I had the best day ever. I hate this house. I had the best day ever thanks to Sheena's gift.
Or
I got to go return the stupid microwave so I could go have the best day ever.
Okay.
Everyone just wants cash.
I don't think everyone wants cash.
Nobody wants a bag filled with garbage.
It's not. Nobody gives
with a hidden money card at the bottom. Like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Just, I wish, you know, I'm going to invent a glue that you can put on the money. So you can go to someone's house and stick it on their forehead for their birthday. Here. Right on the forehead. Dishum. When you pull it off, you put it in your pocket, it sings happy birthday.
So stupid.
No. Putting money on garbage is stupid.
Why is it on garbage?
Because the bag is garbage.
Why
what are
is
they going to do?
They're
just going to put it in the recycling bin.
No, they're not.
They're going to hold it for next year to give it back to you? Crazy. Next.
How do you ask somebody if they have any secret fetishes?
I don't know.
Even
ask them if they have a safe word. Just ask them. Do you have a safe word?
And what if they say, what is that?
Then they don't have fetishes.
They don't.
You're only people, only the real wanky dankies have safe words.
What is your safe word? Popcorn! Popcorn!
But you have to say it like that.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just popcorn. That's why you have to have a safe word, but in a particular dialect.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it just naturally comes out in conversation. You'll get all flustered.
Okay.
But in conversation, that never comes up.
All right.
But if ever you hear me screaming, well, you know. You're pretending you don't know. I never scream it. You want me to, but I don't.
Moving on.
Popcorn!
Moving on.
Popcorn! Have you seen my popcorn?
Are kids really worth it?
Yes.
100%.
But wait until Black Friday, they're on sale. No. I don't think they're worth it full price. You should wait until they're on sale. Then you get them.
Kids are totally worth it. They're a lot of work.
They're also not worth it.
Why?
If you don't have. If you don't have kids, they're not worth it. If you have kids, they're worth it.
Oh.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's good if you have them, and it's also good if you don't have them.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
Yeah.
So go with what you got.
That's true. That's fair.
And if you have too many, there's a website you could sell them on Black Friday.
That's a really good point. I think that there are people. No, I think that there are people that don't.
You're telling people to sell children. What kind of a show are you running?
They don't want to have kids, yeah. And they make that decision not to have kids, or life makes that decision for them, and that's the right decision for them. Like they can do so many other things with their lives that people with kids can't. They have to sacrifice those things.
You know what the punishment was for my fantasy football league?
What?
When I was in college.
What?
Vasectomy. If what? You lost.
You had to get a vasectomy.
No, that's why Uncle Phil doesn't have any children. My college friend.
Yeah.
Because he lost fantasy football.
Okay.
Now he knows.
That's
a good bet for your fantasy football leagues.
No.
You should all go sign up.
Okay.
And if you lose, you have
to have a vasectomy. You know Phil listens to our podcast.
Philip von Groove? He listens? I thought he moved to Sweden.
Uncle
my
Phil?
My college... Who, Uncle Phil?
Who you just said, Uncle Phil?
Yeah, my college roommate.
Yeah.
Philip von Groove.
He also listens to our podcast.
Yeah, he has no children.
Okay. How do you find love in an arranged marriage?
You have to look. It's like a game. It's an arranged marriage. You don't know where the wife is. You don't know anything. That's the best part. You have to look in the suitcases. Sometimes they give you money. Sometimes they give you a goat. You know, that's how it is.
Okay.
That's what I always say.
I think...
If you don't find love in the woman, hopefully they gave you a pet.
I think that to find love in an arranged marriage is the same as finding love in any other relationship. You just have to give it time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Only in this one, you're already married.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You think that you're less in love now than you were to me when we got married?
Right,
you're more
now,
in love.
For sure. You're disgusting me right now. But it's temporary. This will
because
pass.
I have bronchitis.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying this.
You're so rude.
I'm not rude. I'm speaking my truth.
Oh my God.
You're doing like that's not attractive. Not lovely.
I'm not trying to be either attractive or unattractive to you. I'm just existing.
Yeah, so I'm also existing. I'm tolerating.
Okay.
I don't want to like this.
Why does your
speed round?
Why does your BO stink so much? It depends how close you are to the person.
Just tell them, hey.
Like when our son started, like as he got older, he didn't know. He didn't know that he had to use deodorant. And as he started to smell, we used to remind him, like, hey, you got to use your deodorant, buddy.
Yeah, say that to your friend. Hey, you got to use your deodorant, buddy.
But like, it depends. Are you in
smell
that?
Smell like a 12-year-old.
Are you in that bucket with that person? Like, are you close
no,
enough?
No, you should
that?
Not wear deodorant when you're with them.
No.
Lean into it.
That's not.
Eat a lot of spicy foods the night before, go for a run, and then go hang out with your friend and sit like this. And then you see your conversation will...
I think you worry about yourself. A lot of these questions make me feel like people are much more interested in telling other people their thoughts.
That's literally your question. You've asked them, how do I ask these questions? Now you're saying, don't ask them?
Yeah, there are some questions that you shouldn't be asking. Like, you should not be asking a person how much money they make.
I already told them.
You should not be asking a person if they're pregnant.
I told them.
You should
not.
Are
those real or did you just get fake boobs?
You should not
be asking. I'm giving you all the gold here today.
You should not be asking questions like that. You should not ask a woman or a man, for that matter, if they've put on weight.
You should.
No, you shouldn't.
Same answer.
What?
Baby or baby Ruth?
No.
I'm giving you all the secrets here.
No.
If someone smells bad.
Yeah.
Other people are avoiding them because they smell bad. So it's not like mind your own business. You actually would be helping the person. Mm. So you could say to them, hey,
do you think people stop hanging out with other people 100%. Because they don't smell nice?
Yeah. You think you keep inviting? Why does that guy Bob never come anymore? Huh? Yeah, because you have to hold your breath every time he comes. They're like, hey, you're not invited to this party.
That's
why?
Not true.
Because we don't like your face.
Oh my God.
See, we weren't mean. We didn't tell him because you smell bad. Mm. We just said your face is not pleasing. I think you should just secretly leave a deodorant on their desk.
You could say something like, oh, I tried this new deodorant. It's really good.
Yeah, you could
say something
that.
Like that.
Yeah, just lie to them.
No, that's not a lie.
Go buy a new deodorant just to do this ruse.
You could say like, oh, I tried this new deodorant and it's really, really good. And it could be the one that you're using.
They're clearly not using it.
No, the one that you
it's
started.
It's not new then. No one using new deodorant. Okay, next question.
Why did your last relationship end?
It hasn't ended.
That's the question people are afraid to ask.
Oh, like, they're
what about your last relationship ended it?
Just say, I heard your last relationship ended in murder. Is it true?
Oh my God.
If they say yes, you just turn around and run.
Yeah.
If they say no, who told you that? You're like, I don't know. That's the rumor going around. Yeah. Say no, we broke up because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's how you get the answer.
You want somebody to come up to me and say, I heard your last relationship ended in murder.
Yeah.
Then you think that that's okay.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what you're telling your listeners.
Yeah.
To go and ask their significant other.
Not their significant other. It's someone they're dating. If their significant other, they already know the...
Okay, what if they've been dating for 6 weeks and they want to
yeah.
know?
Yeah, so you say that. Hey, I heard you killed your last... where did you hear that? It's, I think I read it on your profile.
Oh my God.
Murderer. Like, I'm intrigued. Like, do I have to worry? Should I get insurance? How does this work? I mean, you don't give off psychopath vibes, but I'm curious. How does, like, at what point do I have to start worrying about sleeping with an eye open? And they'll just tell you, what are you talking about? No, he moved for work. You're like, oh, sorry. Then you break up because it's not exciting anymore.
I think I'm done.
You're done? Me too. Perfect timing. Gotta go. Bye. Jesus. Can I go? Really? Do you say bye? Do you sing?
Unbreak my heart, say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out.
Stab me in the eye. What? Uncry these tears, a cry from my busted eye. Isn't that the song? She stabbed the guy in the eye and she leaves?
Goodbye, everyone.